was a small record shop in London that caters to these sort of, you know, collectors of these sort of records. And it's 77 Charing Cross Road, which is the reason it has a name. And they just put out 99 copies of each record they make, because otherwise, if they made 100, it'd make it a regular release, they'd have to pay tax on it. Just 99 copies, and it cancels it. A lot of them I went very deeply into debt while I was in the army, and in actual fact, I paid for a lot of these ones that came across from France, the sleeve notes in French. And they're released in France. They may have been released in England by now, I don't know. I think there's very little chance of them being released over here, because there isn't a big enough market for them. In Europe, they take this thing very seriously, and they go into sort of cultural and ethnic backgrounds that blues music, which they don't do over here very much.
Oh, good evening, and welcome to the Perfume Garden. There's a country gel and a fish. And that's called Not So Sweet Martha Lorraine. And if you listen to the words, you will understand why, you see. 5 minutes after 12 midnight, anyway. And we have a brand new LP that I got today in the mail. And it's by the Incredible String Band. And the Incredible String Band, of course... What's that? Noises in the background. The Incredible String Band consists of Mike Heron.
Where are we? This is Pico. They're in session tonight. And this is a John Prine song. I was hoping to find the original of this to play in last night's programme, but I don't seem to have a copy of it. But from Pico, this is Speed.